Could there be any specific reasons why the figures might be so low in Kent? Would you be able to give any suggestions?
It could be the amount of resources available to the Kent Constabulary, be it fixed, mobile, average speed cameras, or physically having traffic officers on the road. So obviously the greater the resources, you would expect the greater the number of enforcement activity. Also, it could be the type of roads. So again, you would expect a greater level of enforcement in areas where which is heavily trafficked, areas, for example, potentially where there is smart motorway work going on, which is which would involve the use of fixed cameras to enforce the speed limit. So again, the type of road, number of vehicles on that road, will all determine potentially the level of enforcement.
I mean, we've actually done a story previously from a Freedom of Information request to Kent Police where we found only 25% or less of the speed cameras actually had sort of film and equipment in them. Is that a particular problem, do you feel?
I think the important point that we would like to make at ROSPA is that actually we're not too concerned about the number of tickets that are issued, be it in Kent or anywhere else in the country. What we're more concerned about is the number of speed related crashes that happen on the road. So you could actually have the a very low number of speed related crashes because the drivers in that particular area are very speed aware and actually obey the speed limits. I'm not necessarily a believer that that's the case in Kent. However, I think it's important not just to look at the raw numbers and think what's important is the number of activations. I think what's important to look at is the number of speed casualties in the area.
You know, we've got 18,878 detections of people speeding. Is there something you would like Kent Police to do in light of these figures and the fact that they've have the lowest among the lowest speeding offences detected? Is there anything that you feel they should be doing?
I'm sure that Kent Constabulary and the Safety Partnership are looking on a daily basis at their speed management or speed enforcement strategy, and all I would do is that they continue to do that and carry out targeted enforcement where there is a demonstrable relationship between speed and people crashing.